Welcome to our service for the second Sunday after Trinity. For today's address, you will hear, for the first time in these CD and online services, our new curate, Fran, who is designated to become vicar in due course. Today was, in fact, the day I was going to retire, but when the Archdeacon approached me with the proposal for a transition without a gap between vicars, I felt it was too good an opportunity for our churches to turn down. So you, and indeed Fran, will be stuck with me for a few months yet, while she gets her feet under the table, as it were. But if we've been able to sort out some irritating technical difficulties, it will be Fran you hear today. Our service begins with one of the most popular of hymns, which perhaps captures some of the sense of the remembrance of D-Day, because it was a tune that was well loved amongst the soldiers, sometimes to scatological words. But this is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus, All Our Sins and Griefs to Bear. What a Privilege to Carry Everything to God in Prayer." And so, to our time of confession, let us pray. Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, by your cross many sons are brought to glory. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you search our hearts by your indwelling Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, pardon and deliver us from all our sins, confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the second Sunday after Trinity. Lord, you have taught us that all our doings without love are nothing worth. Send your Holy Spirit, and pour into our hearts that most excellent gift of love, the true bond of peace and of all virtues, without which whoever lives is counted dead before you. Grant this for your only Son, Jesus Christ's sake, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 3, beginning at verse 8. The man and the woman heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." And the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The New Testament reading is from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 4, beginning at verse 13. Just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, "I believed, and so I spoke," we also believe, and so we speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure, because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Mercy.
Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 3. The crowd came together again, so that Jesus and his companions could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He's gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." He called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man, and then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said he has an unclean spirit. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Here ends the reading.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Have you ever done something that made other people wonder if you've lost your mind? If so, you can probably understand what's going on here in this morning's Gospel reading from St. Mark. This takes place early in Jesus' ministry, when word of his teachings and miracles was just starting to spread. Jesus' earthly family and friends don't understand his ministry. They didn't understand that he was the Son of God. To the people of Nazareth, he was just the son of Mary and Joseph, his earthly parents. We are the same. Sometimes we can't understand Jesus and his ministry. Sometimes it's hard for us to understand who Jesus is, what he does, and why he's doing what he does. Often, we make rash decisions about Jesus. We need to stop and ask God what his will is for us and for our lives. We need to ask God why he's doing what he's doing in our lives. Because the Pharisees didn't understand either what Jesus was doing, they accused him of being possessed by the devil. They wanted to discredit Jesus in the eyes of the people, but their claim had one big flaw. How could the devil defeat the devil? The devil and his angels are of equal strength. So evil cannot defeat evil. A strong man can only be defeated by someone who is stronger. Since good is always stronger than evil, good will always defeat evil. And Jesus is the champion of everything that is good, so he will always defeat evil. Normally, when there is a champion, of any type of sport or politics, anything of the kind. Most people will follow the champion. In other words, many people will jump on the bandwagon, but there will still always be opponents. And I am one of those opponents in Formula One. Max Verstappen is the world number one at the moment. But I personally cannot stand the man. I don't like the way he drives. So therefore, I support other drivers who may have lesser skill, but to me, they're the champions. And there's a similar situation in this passage. By accusing Jesus of doing the devil's power to cast out the demons, the Pharisees rejected the work of the Holy Spirit. They willingly rejected Christ as their saviour because they did not want to give up their power, their prestige, their authority, etc. Because they chose not to believe, they refused to accept forgiveness for their sins. Refusing to accept the Holy Spirit is the only sin that cannot be forgiven, and not blasphemy, as most believers would have you think. How many people in our modern world have refused to accept Christ because it would mean giving up an earthly way of life that's more important to them? If you're worried about sinning against the Holy Spirit, please don't be worried. The fact that you are worried means that you are less likely to do so. It means you're less likely to be guilty of that sin. The fact that you're concerned means that you have a conscience that will keep you safe. Jesus' earthly family were concerned about his physical and mental health, but Jesus was more concerned about the spiritual health of the people he was working with. True family is not a matter of a biological relationship, but of kinship in obedience to God. And that kinship begins when God, through his grace, adopts us into his family. In a world where there's so much opposition to the Christian faith, where our homes and families demand so much of our time, our one priority is to love one another wherever we are and with every breath of our being. Those who accept the Holy Spirit will do the will of God and thereby become part of the new concept of family that Jesus creates. That is, they will become part of the family of God. This is not meant to exclude our biological families, unless they refuse to accept the Holy Spirit, and therefore refuse to do God's will. When we allow the Holy Spirit in our lives, nothing can stop us. We have the power that can overcome everything that the devil throws in our way, even the opposition of our earthly families. That power is awesome. It's the awesome power of God. When we unite with fellow believers, the power is even greater. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dyfoel o fi grafion wrth offer.
Now it's time for our prayers. Our intercessions today will be led by Helen. We begin with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Entad ad honoitina nevoith sancte dia de enu, deled dernas gunella de wechlis, megis in en ev vechli aritheiar hevid. Deroni heddio ein bara beinuddiol, y maddau i ni ein dyledion, fel y maddewn ni na ein dyledwyr. Ac nac arwan ni brofedigaeth, eitha gwared ni rhag drwg. Canis eith o ti o'r dernas, a'r gallu, a'r gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen.
Father God, we approach your throne of grace with our concerns, our burdens, and our thanksgiving for all your people throughout the world. Help us to put our trust in you and in our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us that you love us as a parent and want only what is right for us. We pray for the Christian church throughout the world, and especially for churches in places where religious faith is suppressed or where Christianity is an unwelcome minority. We pray for our local churches and chapels, and for those who lead us in our worship. We remember Bishop Dorian, Archdeacon Eileen, Area Dean John, Matthew, Judith, and Fran. We pray for guidance and wisdom in all the work that they do, which enables the church to function day by day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Creator God, we pray for our world, which seems to be forever caught up in violence and conflict. Through the media, we are witnesses to terrorist violence in so many parts of the world. As we continue to pray for peace and goodwill to all people, we also pray for the innocent victims and their families caught up in conflicts which are not of their making. We pray for our world leaders, and also for our community leaders and those in public office dealing with difficult situations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father God, in today's Gospel, your Son Jesus gives us a hard teaching regarding families. And so we ask you to help us to be gentle with our families and friends who are not also part of our Christian family. Give us, we pray, the calm that makes for consideration and the respect for others that makes us courteous. Take from us hard words and cynical looks. Let us be to others as we would wish them to be to us. We pray for them and hope that they can feel how much they are loved and appreciated, even though we may not always show it. Lord, please watch over them in their day-to-day lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Loving God, we think now of those in need in our community and further afield, the elderly, the housebound, and those in care homes, hospitals and hospices. We also remember the victims of violence, abuse or cruelty. We pray for the sick, for those who mourn, for those without faith, hope or love. We give thanks for all those who care for family members and for all our medical and voluntary services. And we remember and name in our hearts those known personally to us in need of our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for those who face the pain of grief at the loss of a loved one. Help us to support all those who mourn, both with our prayers and with practical help, this day and in the days and weeks to come. We remember before God those who have died and ask that those bereaved by their passing are aware of the light of Christ, which eternally shines and brings so much hope. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask you to lead us into the coming week. Help us to believe that you are close by us. Keep us from making mistakes and help us never to disappoint you. When we face hard decisions or difficult work, when we enjoy ourselves and have fun with others, may we know that you share these times with us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Fresh than thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation perfectly restored in thee. Change from
may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.